everyday witches emerge from the shadows of secrecy. Broom closets are flinging open and witches are taking flight. Whether you are hiding in your cozy closet or flying with pride, stay for a spell as Witch Casting with Theodora Pendragon and her guests share magical moments, stir the cauldron, and debunk misinformation and misconceptions about paganism, witches, and our wonderful world of magic.
We are back for another episode, and my special guest today is Melissa Amos, and she is a soul mentor. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
You help the spiritually curious all around the world cultivate their spirituality, embrace their intuition, and break free from past restrictions so they can live a life of meaning and purpose. You do a lot.
For me, it's really this case of I recognize that everybody has a soul and that everybody comes down here into human land with a purpose. There's no coincidence why we're here, and there's no coincidence that we have the experiences that we have and the trials and the tribulations that we have and the desires that we have and the goals and the dreams and, you know, everything that makes us who we are and how who we know ourselves to be. I think that it all has a reason and a purpose. And for me, the more we discover that and lean into that and learn that, and the more we know ourselves, well, then the more we can become who it is that we were, that we came down here to be. So that's kind of what drives everything. And naturally, I'm just a very curious person. And I like to know all the things about all the things. I'm just really interested in like psychology and the workings of the mind. I'm really interested in energetics. And I'm really interested in personal power and how all those things merge and come together.
With all that, you're saying there are no accidents. All this happens for a purpose.
I think so. To me, that doesn't mean that everything is fated and everything's already written in the stars of, you know, what's going to happen to you, because that's where the personal power and actually a lot of the energetics part comes into it. I think that we always have in our power to kind of draw in and make, if you like, better choices than maybe the cards that we felt we were dealt at the beginning. But there's no coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence.
I don't either. You're an Akashic Records reader.
Yes.
Can you explain what they are? Because so many people have heard about this and some people haven't. What are they?
Oh, don't they just sound so mystical and magical, the Akashic Records? So for me, they are this spiritual housing, if you like, of all of the things that ever were, that have ever been, that ever are, and that ever will be. And from a personal note, they contain everything that you've ever done as a soul. And this understanding that I have, that we all have a purpose and there are no coincidences, really comes from my exploration and understanding of the Akashic Records and how they work. So, you know, we hear about the theory of the Akashic Records in different religions and philosophies and theologies, sometimes known as the Book of Life. This field knows us. But more than that, it drives us into making the choices that we are, into the stories that we tell ourselves, and really this energetic of where we create from.
What is the biggest thing you've learned from working with the Akashic Records?
There's no time that I go into the Akashic Records where I'm not astounded, because, as I said, this field contains everything that us as a soul has ever has ever been and known and can perceive, and also everything that could potentially happen. What's the biggest thing I've learned? There's so many big things that I've learned working in this field. Probably the most potent, I'm going to give you two. One, and this probably came to me as a theory first, but working in the records has really grounded that and helped me embody this theory, that everybody at all times is doing the best they can with what they've got. They're doing the best they can with the circumstances they have, with the situation they're in, with the modelling they've had, with the, you know, circumstances that they find themselves in, with the programming that they have in their mind. It kind of doesn't really matter what we do. We're doing the best we can with what we've got. And actually understanding ourselves and working in the records and knowing where the what we've got has come from can give us more of this what we've got, so we can continue to do better and draw from better and, you know, make impact better through ourselves and our relationships. So that's probably one of the most profound things that I've discovered from working in there. Which is all very well in theory. And I often then get questions back about, well, what about when, you know, people do bad things and all of this, which is a whole nother discussion. But the Akashic Records, having seen how we have evolved as a soul, can really help answer that question. The second thing that I've learned, which I'm hoping the listeners can really take away from this, is that if it is true that these records hold everything that we know and everything that we've had and everything that we are doing, then it only stands to reason that in every moment of every day, of every second, our thoughts, our actions, our inner world, you know, everything that's going on behind what we're actually doing is constantly being recorded. And so we are constantly writing these records at all times. Like even right now, the sound of my voice, the understandings that you're taking, if this, you know, some of the things I'm saying are triggering a response, a feeling, a memory, all of that is being layered into your records at the time. And if that's true, then what if we could bring back into our power, well, what is it that I'm writing in my records at this time? And what is it that I want recorded forever in these records, so that maybe later in life or in another lifetime or in 10 lifetimes time, I want to come back. Is what I am writing now what I want to be written in there? And that for me really brings me into the present moment. It really makes me considerate about what it is that I am doing, saying, acting, feeling. Helps me understand how congruent my behaviors are. You know, is everything aligned? Is what I'm saying the same thing as what I'm feeling? And is what I'm saying and feeling the same thing as what's driving me and my desires? If we can really ground that in, it can really bring back this personal power so that we can start to create from that point. We can align all of those things I've just said, and we can start to create the life, the being, the viewpoints, the circumstances that we want in our life.
Are you saying that we can work with the Akashic Records to manifest?
For sure.
How does that work?
So I learned about manifestation way before I knew about the Akashic Records. And when I started to, like, probably like most people, I read The Secret many years ago and, you know, started to delve into the teachings of like Esther Hicks, Abraham, the Seth books with via Jane Roberts, and, you know, all of the kind of spin-offs that came from there. And I was like, well, it's incredible that our thoughts create our things. For me, that actually brought up a whole lot of questions. It brought up as many questions as it did answers, probably more questions than it did answers, about why does sometimes this thing seem to work and why does quite often this thing seem to not work? You know, and I began to understand, well, actually the law of attraction is always working, but it's not always delivering to us what we think we want, or, you know, those affirmations that we're saying for a moment in a day. And as I began to work in the Akashic Records, I started to realize that what I am saying in this very moment isn't the only thing that's influencing me. So I'm going to give you an idea of what I'm saying. So one of the things that we learn when we're manifesting is say an affirmation, right? So that affirmation might be, I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. And we go in the mirror and we say, I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. And that sends that message out into the universe. And theoretically, the check for $100 million is going to come through my door and land at my doorstep. And praise be, here we are. Doesn't normally work like that. Now, if we look at this from an Akashic viewpoint, remember I said that everything at every moment is being recorded. The thing that we're saying, the thing that we're doing, which has kind of more weight in the records, but also the things that we're feeling, the things that we're thinking, the things that are driving us, all the stuff that sits behind it. So let's say I'm there and it's, you know, first thing in the morning and I've woken up and I've been like, oh God, the day, and it's going to be more of the same, and I've got all of this stuff that I need to do. What, look at my to-do list. Oh, hold on, I need to say my affirmation. So I get up, I look in the mirror. I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. And then I go on with my life. In that moment that I'm writing the affirmation in my records, I'm writing a line. If I'm really feeling that, if I'm like, as I'm saying, I'm like, yes, I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. And I can imagine what it would be like to, you know, wake up in this grand bed with this day ahead of massages and pina coladas or whatever I'd do if I was rich beyond my wildest dreams. And I really kind of create that in my mind. Then that one line of I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams then becomes a paragraph. If I really then lean into it, then that paragraph becomes a whole page. And if I actually now start acting as if I am really rich beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm doing the things, I'm taking care of myself, I'm being generous, I'm, you know, feeling secure, all of the things that come with that, then actually what my records are writing is like a whole page, a whole chapter, maybe even a whole book in that moment. This is how we manifest. Now, but what really happens is this. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, all my days. I do my affirmation, there's my one line. And then I spend the rest of the day going, oh my goodness, I've got no money and all the bills are coming out of my house and I feel poor and rich people are evil and look at them, it's not fair, why have they got that flash car? They don't deserve it, I should blah, blah, blah. And we have all of these other feelings and emotions that sit behind it. Plus all of the stuff like, oh, well, if I was really rich, then I'd have all the other problems and, you know, money is the root of all evil and I have to work hard and I don't want to work hard and all these things that kind of sit behind what it is. And in those, from an Akashic point of view, those things are being written. So you can understand why that one line of I am rich beyond my wildest dream is now being swamped by the feelings and the actions and the who am I. And so it's kind of squishing that all that good work that you did in that one affirmation for 1 minute in the morning. So for me, understanding all of that really helped me understand how, why manifestation, the law of attraction works and doesn't work in the way it does. Now, how do we work in the Akashic Records to understand that? Well, we could go about our life pretending that I am rich beyond my wildest dreams, but that's not really, I mean, it could work and it does work for some people and I'm not knocking that. But more importantly, what if we became very aware of those behaviors and those thoughts and those feelings and those underlying things that have led me to believe that richness doesn't come to people like me, or that the money is the root of all evil, or, well, I can't be spiritual and rich and kind and. What if we could understand, first of all, those thoughts are there, start to recognize them and how prominent they are in our lives? What if we could understand actually where they were rooted and where they came from? Because they didn't just sort of land in our brain. They came from somewhere. And we've taken them as truth and we've created our stories from it. So what if we could go back and understand where those come from? And not just that, what if we could go back, understand where they've come from and actually start to bring healing, acceptance, awareness, understanding, compassion to that part of us or that, you know, version of us, the experience that, well, actually, if I want to be spiritual and kind and enlightened, then I need to give up all of my worldly goods. Otherwise, you know, I'm not safe or whatever it is that we believed. And so as we actively work in the records, we can bring healing to the thing that's driving us in the first place. We can then bring it forward and be like, okay, what is true now? Then we can start to work with what we've learned about the law of attraction, manifestation, mindfulness, all of this goal setting even, and actually really begin to create that. But there's another step. There's another step that comes with the Akashic Records, which I find very missing in the law of attraction stuff, is then as we know all of these things, we start to plot our path, right? We start to plot, oh, okay, here's my soul's evolution. Here are the things that I wanted to experience in my life. Here are the things that I wanted to, you know, discover and learn and grow. And, oh, maybe it means that it's leading me to this life as a speaker, as a healer, as a counsellor, as a coach, as a, I don't know, whatever it is, nurse, or whatever it is that you want to be or do, or, you know, the legacy that you want to leave behind. And then we begin to align all of that. And that's where the real magic happens. When we align our soul destiny, yeah, our soul story, our soul desires with all of this other stuff, the healing and the understanding and the thing and the goal setting, well, then we're like supercharged. And then the path, even with its trials and tribulations, seems to lay out before us in a way that maybe we've not had access to before.
Have you been wanting to ride your broom like you stole it, rather than hiding in the shadows? Theodora Pendragon is here to help your magic shine, whether you want to show the world your subtle sparkle or you really want to light your fire. Visit Theodora's online store at witchcasting.shop. That's witchcasting.shop. Remember, there's never been a better time to be a witch.
Can anyone access their Akashic records?
Yes and no. I think that the records are ours. Yeah, our records are our records. And technically, we can all access our records. And I think that in practice, probably most of us do in our lives unconsciously. Yeah, because it's this field that drives us. And you know, when you suddenly, for example, you're doing something and like your dream breaks, you know, and you're like, oh, I just remembered that I had a dream about that. Where does that come from? It's got to come from somewhere. And if I said to you, okay, well, think about what you ate for lunch yesterday, and you start to bring that memory back up, where's that memory stored? It's not stored in a file in the back of your brain. It's not stored in your body. It's stored somewhere, and we're accessing that. Like, really, every time we have a thought, essentially, we're accessing something from somewhere, right? Maybe if the Akashic is all things, then maybe we're drawing from that. So in that way, yes. In another way, in a deeper way, the records, right? The kind of, you know, the real stuff is held in, and it's guarded, if you like, and it's protected by these guardians, these beings, these masters, keepers, teachers of the records. And they're holding that to keep it safe. Just like if you had a diary that just contained what happened to your day, you wouldn't just want anyone picking it up. So they're guarded and they're safe. And so what, in my experience, what opens the records is your vibration. That's it. That's the key, is your vibration and your vibrationary alignment to there. Now, you can understand having access to all that stuff that I've just been talking about actually contains a lot of potential and power, and power with anything can be used in many different ways. That vibration that I'm talking about is this shall we call it, a clean vibration is going to get you deeper into your records. Now, I don't mean cleaner, like you're not allowed to drink coffee or have, you know, sinful thoughts or whatever it is that you might be conjuring up for you. It's, you know, that pure intention of, well, I want to understand this so that I can know better, do better, you know, show up better, bring that healing, bring that understanding, that I'm going to go in there without judgment, that I'm going to go in there with this open mind, with this understanding that whoever I was and whatever I discover I have been, or my clients have been, if you're working with somebody else, that I'm not going to hold a judgment that's going to leave me in more shame, anger, despair than before I went in, because that's not going to do good to anyone. Also, I can't think, right, I'm going to jump into your records because I want to understand what makes you tick. Your guardians won't let me. My intention isn't pure. But going in there with that, you know, healing intention for me is what opens the door. And the more we do it, the deeper we can go in, because our vibration changes.
That could also be scary, finding something out that we really don't want to know about ourselves from a past life.
Right. It can. And in theory, this is a great comment. In theory, yes. Because what I've learned in the hundreds of readings and explorations that I've done is that actually probably we've been all sides of all the coins. You know, we weren't always... I don't know, whatever you think, one of the 12 apostles, you know, we weren't always the slave in Egypt. We were also the master. Yeah. We were also the perpetrator. We've been a lot of things. And also life wasn't always quite as easy, arguably, as it is now. You know, sometimes you watch some of these historical things, some pretty horrific things used to happen. You know, we didn't always have running water and houses, right? And so theoretically, yes. However, the records, these guardians that I speak of, and the records themselves are really held in this energy of non-judgment, of compassion, of understanding. And something... And this also comes back to the intention of what you're going in there and this judgment and this level that you are. Because if you are the sort of person that, for example, judges, I don't know, thieves, right? You're like, thieves, they're the scum of the earth, blah, blah, blah. And then you just, and you know, and you really have a thing about it and you go in there and you discover that, well, actually, four lifetimes ago, I robbed whatever and, you know, sent their lives into despair. And that's going to mess you up, then why would you be given that information? You wouldn't. Your guardians would be like, nope, you're not ready for it. And so the vibrational alignment wouldn't be there, and maybe you'd discover something else. Maybe you'd learn a little about it. And also, it's not like in a past life regression where you necessarily go in and you start to, you know, and you are the person. You know, for me, every time I go in, it's more of a... detached. It's like you're viewing these things. Or for some people, it's not even like you always have to have this conscious understanding. Sometimes it's almost like an energetic release. You don't even really quite know what it is that you've discovered, but you come back and something seems to have changed. So for that example, you know, I hold a prejudice against people that you know, steal. And then I go back into this life and it turns out, well, I was a thief and that's awful. You might not be given that information, but you come back and suddenly you have this compassion. And the next time you see this, you think, oh, well, you know, maybe they were pushed into a situation and they couldn't do it. And you kind of, you know, double take on yourself and you think, well, that's odd, because usually I'm, you know, very judgmental of it. And so sometimes that healing can happen even in the unconscious.
You have a course that's available for anyone who's interested in discovering more about the Akashic Records. Tell us about your course.
Well, thank you. So Soul School begins in January. It is a 12-month exploration of the Akashic Records, and it gives you everything that you need to explore your own and receive your own healing and understanding within the records what they are, their potential, and also prepares you to be able to hold that space for other people. So to open other people's records and, you know, bring that as part of your healing therapeutic practices that you do.
Soul School starts in January and it's for 12 months.
Yes.
Is this something that you will offer every year?
It's likely that I will offer it again midway point through the year. Again, if you want to find out more about it, then my Facebook page is the best place to follow me, or you can sign up to my newsletter where all of the information will come out first.
Tell us where we can find you on your social media.
Social media across the platforms, I am at the Melissa Amos. That's two S's, the Melissa Amos. And my website, if you go on to melissa-amos.com/links, you'll find how to get onto my newsletter. There's a free gift on there to help you understand how to turn up the voice of your intuition and your inner voice. And all of my social media links are on there too.
I'll also put all those links in the episode notes.
Thank you.
You also wrote a book. Your book is Memoirs of a Mystic in Training.
It is.
Tell us about your book.
My book is an exploration of what it means to be spiritually curious in the modern day world. So it's a real... it's a real true life experience of, you know, all of the many theories that I've come across and the questions that came up around that and how I navigated through those different things. And, you know, my questions, my understandings, my activations of it. And it's a really inspiring book to help you discover the mystic that you are, the magic that is around you, and, you know, launch you into your life of purpose.
And we all have that magic inside us.
That we do.
Where can we find your book?
My book is available across the Amazon platforms. And if you just put in Mystic in Training or my name, Melissa Amos, my book will come up.
If you have any advice for the listeners regarding the Akashic Records and trying to access them and what we may or may not find out, what advice would you give them?
I would say, from a working perspective, the most important thing to remember is that we are always, in every moment, we are writing our records in every moment. And just having that realization, that understanding that actually at all times we have the potential to create the moment and to, you know, really lay down who it is that we are and how it is that we want to show up in the world. For me, that was one of the biggest realizations and changes that I can make. And for that, you don't need any special skills, right? You don't need to be psychic. You don't need to know how to access your guides. You don't need to raise your vibration. You don't need to do any of that stuff. You can just simply be. So, you know, maybe if you're having if you've got a meditation practice, for example, and you just sit there rather than quiet your mind, be curious, just be like, okay, what's my next thought? And as that next thought comes in, just contemplate, well, maybe that thought has come from somewhere. Where did it come from? It didn't come from my brain. Like, okay, where did it come from? And start to notice the kind of thoughts that get delivered to you a lot. The kind of thoughts that go on repeat. Because it's those thoughts, it's those dominant thoughts that are, that really give you a clue as to the stories that are, you know, asking for your attention. And as we bring our attention to it, we can start to release and break free, really, from the shackles that contain us.
And also your course, Soul School, can help the students also.
For sure. The Soul School will give you Well, I'll be guiding you through your own records to begin with, so you can really start to bring the awareness into the potential of what it is and how it feels to be in there and what it's like to discover some of these things that we have. Also to begin that attunement, if you like, of your energy field, your mind. You know, we need to satisfy the brain as well, that what we're doing is like, is worth it. And then from there, we will discover how we can work with the records ourselves on our own without anybody else there, and then begin to hold space for other people. So it will really be comprehensive if you're curious about working with the records.
That sounds really interesting.
I'm very excited about
it. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Melissa, for sharing all your information, and hopefully the listeners will sign up for Soul School if they're interested in finding out more about Akashic Records.
I hope so. And if they've got any questions, they can always reach out to me on those details that we've shared.
Thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us for Witchcasting with Theodora Pendragon. Have a burning question or have a topic you'd love Theodora and her guests to discuss on the show? Contact her through Instagram at Theodora Pendragon. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And help us spread the word by leaving us a rating and review and sharing it with your friends. See you next time, and may your magic always shine.